חבל, הייתי יופי משנה. הייתי שבת, סקופ, שבת פרשת פרה. תוספות, אני שוכן ארוך, said, this is from Hashem. It means, like, לשבת, I mean, 2 weeks ago. בפרשת זכור, דורייתא, from Hashem. Hashem wanted us to take a Torah and read in the Torah paragraph about Amalek. Tosfot says, Shulchan Aruch says, you should know this Shabbat, Hashem wants to take a Torah and read the paragraph about the red cow. So the question is, if it's from Hashem, it means he's doing it in the time of Bet HaMikdash. So they had the ashes, and people came and they had needed to be purified. They sprinkled the ashes on him. So what's the necessity to read Parashat Parah from the Torah? Amalek, I do. Because Amalek is still here. So I have to read Amalek to remember that I have to destroy Amalek. I don't have to read the Torah to remember about the red cow. I have the red cow in front of you. I have to read about it. You don't get anything from me. Parashat Shkalim. You read Parashat Shkalim. You didn't read Parashat Shkalim. And next Shabbat is Shabbat HaChodesh, Parashat HaChodesh. They didn't read Bet HaMikdash. It's not necessary. You know what it is. You look in the calendar. But it's a Parashat Parah. I don't know what it is. For what? Why have to take a Torah out to read about it? Doraita, from Hashem. And if it is from Hashem, it's very important. Maybe for some ladies have to come. Of course, it's not the Sishas Man Grama. The Gemara says, well, the ladies are exempt. But it's so important that I hear about the red cow, especially in our time. What is it all about? Parashat Parah. How important it is. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to get the Torah, to get the tablets. He stayed with Hashem for 40 days and 40 nights. When he, we entered Shamayim, he heard the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying a statement like this. My son Eliezer says, a calf that the kill in case they found a dead man in a who murdered him. So you have to take a calf next to a little river and kill the calf. So Hashem said like this, my son Eliezer said the calf should be 1 year old. It means that calf that you take should not exceed 12 months. Upara bashtayim. The red cow should be 2 years. 2 years means a year and 31 days. The year, 31st day, is called 2 years. Up to the third year. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, the Gemara says, what do you say now? Hashem said, I'll tell you what, it's going to be one tzaddik. His name is Eliezer. And I'm saying what he's going to say. The first Mishnah, Masechet Parah, he's going to say the red cow should be 2 years old. It's just to tell us how important it is, the concept of the red cow. It's a so-called the welcome. That Hashem welcomed Moshe Rabbeinu was about the red cow, not Shabbat, and not any other mitzvah. Of course, it's important, I understand. But this Moshe has to hear it upstairs. Of course, Moshe already knew about it. We'll talk about it later, soon. So Moshe knew the concept of red cow. But it's not the most important thing in the Torah. Kibud Avaim, Shabbat, other things. No, red cow. Says the Gemara, in return, Moshe said, I wish Hashem that this person, Eliezer, should be one of my descendants. It's very nice to say such a thing, but I don't think, in my opinion, that Moshe should say or did say such a thing. Because, you know, he's Baba Sali. So you say, I want Baba Sali to be my grandson. It's not proper. It's not proper. Not proper. You pray, I want my son to be like Baba Sali. But you don't say, I want Baba Sali, I want Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to be my son. You don't say that. You don't say to Hashem these things. You have to chakamocha. You see, you're so-called, you're taking it for yourself. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, it's Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yiratzon, I hope it's going to be one of my descendants. And Hashem said, yeah, this is what it is. He's going to be one of your descendants. In return. So what's behind it? So the red cow, that they can read on Shabbat, the paragraph starts like this. It says they should bring to you the red cow. And then what? Should give it to Elazar, Aaron's son, and he will take care of it, and he will, somebody will slaughter, he will slaughter, and then they're going to burn it, and they're going to do the whole thing. And the procedure is going to be done by Elazar. Okay, this Moshe has nothing to do with that. So why the Torah says, why did Hashem tell Moshe, they should bring the red cow to you? Nothing with Moshe. Hashem should tell Moshe, get the red cow. Somebody should get the red cow, and you give it to Elazar. Elazar, the Aaron HaKohen assistant, mitzvah tab bezgan, the Gemara says, the mitzvah is the Kohen HaGadol's assistant, should do the procedure, what to do with the red cow. The Torah says, bring it to Moshe. How far it goes, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know the red cow is going to be named after you. What does it mean, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, there are going to be more red cows. And the Rambam says in his commentary, there were 9 red cows until Second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. The 10th one, says the Rambam, Mashiach will do it, Bezrat Hashem, Amen, Kini Ratzon.
Amen.
But the 9 of them. The first one was Moshe, and they did 8. The second one did Ezra, and then other Kohanim. See, the first one was done in the desert, and that was enough until Second Beit HaMikdash. We're talking about 800 years, more than 800 years. He came out of Egypt, I think first Beit HaMikdash was built, was 440 years, and Beit HaMikdash was on for 410, in between first and second. About 800 maybe. Then Ezra made one, and then in time Beit HaMikdash, that was on for 420, they did 6-7 more. Altogether 9. Says the Gemara, every time they did the red cow, they had to mix from the original red cow. It's a very, very strange thing. You have a red cow, you do the procedure the way it was, perfect. You must mix some ashes from the first red cow. It's called the red cow of Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, why? What difference does it make? Why? And actually, the Gemara says this ashes is still here someplace. They were hidden, that ashes was hidden next to the walls of Yerushalayim. It's buried someplace. And Bezrat Hashem, the Yanavi will come and dig it out. And then we're going to do, but we're going to have to mix. Doesn't say how much is left or how much you have to mix. But you have to mix a little bit of ashes. I says, why? What is it all about? It's called the red cow is Moshe. Continues the Gemara. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen. This is the law without explanation. To you, I will tell. I will tell you the secret. No one else will know ever. No one. So what's the problem? Why? What? Why Hashem is hiding it? If of course it's a secret. Okay. So Hashem wants to tell it to Moshe. What's wrong? The Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech said, I understand a lot on almost everything. I couldn't understand red cow. Hashem did not. Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam, the smartest ever. Try to figure it out. No, you can figure it out. Hashem so-called hid it from him. But Hashem did tell Moshe Rabbeinu, why? Why Moshe is different? And yeah, I understand Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest, I understand. But Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the whole Torah and all the things, almost everything, brought in nine Shari Bina, but the red car only to you. Here comes the Torah and tell you what the procedure is. The procedure is like this. Take the red car. Whatever it weighs. I'm going to Rabbi Eliezer. It's 11 months old. How big can it be? You have to take the red car. So they used to make a bridge, from the Tamigdash to the Olive Mountain. And that bridge went through a gate. There's one gate over there. It's a sign only for the red cow. The few gates in Beit HaMikdash. One gate is on the east side. When you go out from the Kotel, there's this gate over there. This is one of the gates. You have to take the red cow. Made the bridge all the way to the Olive Mountain. Yeah. By the way, Rabbi Shani writes in his pamphlet, maybe it's a book, that they know already exactly where was the procedure done on the Olive Mountain. He doesn't write in the book where, but I saw what you gave me, I saw. So it's across from the Kotel, you go towards the Olive Mountain, straight. On the Olive Mountain, they found a place that this was the Beit Kaddish was done. So what do you have to do? The Mishnah says, the Rambam, first you take it and you slaughter it. And you slaughter it and then you take from the blood and you have to sprinkle towards Beit HaMikdash. You stand on the Olive Mountain, if you know the map, and you face the Kotel. I mean, the Kotel is going to be in front of you, but you behind the Kotel, you on the east side. And the Kohen is whoever slaughters. If he's a Kohen, if not, he's a Zohar. In the sprinkler, he's going to have to see the Beit HaMikdash. You have to see the Beit HaMikdash, and you slaughter seven times, and then they're going to burn it. You're going to burn it over that spot. It says the Mishnah, says the Rambam, what's the halacha? Ma'abin la'etzim. Bring as much wood that you can bring. Bring wood. If you want to exaggerate, the red cow is 100 pounds, maybe. And you bring 10,000 pounds of wood. Bring wood. Okay, make a fire. Then ashes. So, the ashes is wood or red cow? It's not a red cow. It's wood. Okay. Then you have to take to bring water from a cold spring. There are six levels of mikveh. The highest is a cold spring, like the Ari, Mikveh Ari, Sataf. Yes, a few places. In America, they have a lot also. So you can't just get water, and you cannot get water from hot spring. Gemara said hot spring is hot because it goes next to Gehenna. You know, people go dip themselves, it says healthy. If it's Veria, if it's Romania, if other places, hot spring, it says healthy for you. It's healthy for you, but you should know, you dip in water that went through next to Gehenna, and the Gehenna is burning, and the water became hot. This is one of the levels. If somebody dips himself inside, it becomes pure. But you know, for this one, you must have cold spring. Okay, Satwa says, okay. The same cold spring needs for two other things in the Torah. One is for the Metzorah. Somebody is Tzarat, and he's going to purify himself, so he needs to take two birds. He doesn't have to dip himself inside that spring, but they have to take cold water from that spring to do the procedure with the birds, if you remember. And also Zav. Somebody has a special tumah, it's called Zav. is to go into the cold water. Only three things. But this is cold, not cold water, it's called cold spring. What's the significance of it? Why cold spring? What's the difference, cold spring or hot spring? Why can't I take from the mikveh? If you want me to take, I'll take from the mikveh. I take from the ocean. No, not from the ocean. Nothing. Only cold spring. Okay. So you go to the cold spring and you draw water. And let's say you fill up a barrel. Barrel, the cold spring. Water. So then you take from the ashes. You take the ashes and you just spread a little bit on top of the water. Now the whole water is cold. Mechatat. So somebody, for example, went to a cemetery or touched a dead person or was in the room that was a dead person. So he wants to purify himself. Of course, he cannot go to Bet HaMikdash if you're not pure, and you cannot eat any holy food if you're not pure. So the procedure is that first you go to mikveh, and then you have to count 7 days. So on the third day, you have to go to a place they're going to sprinkle on you from the ashes. It has to touch you a little bit. 7 times they sprinkle on you. And then on the seventh day, you go again to the mikveh, and again they sprinkle on you. They're going to sprinkle on you water. What's this water? Cold water. What's the significance of this water? It's called water that's purified. I said, what this contains? It contains a little bit of wood, ashes. That's the procedure. I don't understand what the whole thing was about. Get a red cow and all the restriction of the red cow is not allowed to have any two black hair, and nobody should use that for anything. She cannot be pregnant. And I says, what is this? And I says, you burn this little thing with 10,000 pounds of wood. So the whole thing is wood. Forget about the wood. Then you take a little ashes, put it in the water, finished. Not purified. And actually the Gemara says, one guy asked, one Chachamim, what is it all about? Because this sounds like voodoo. What is this? It's a magic. He said, what is this all about? So it's a law. Okay, I understand. But still, what's behind it? So the first time we heard about the red cow is when we came out of Egypt. We came out of Egypt. So 3 days later, we came to a place. They found water, and by the water were bitter. Mara, the place Mara in the Torah. So we came to Moshe, we screamed, we complained, and the Torah says Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree. Moshe took the tree, he threw the tree into the water. Talking about millions of people, and who knows how many millions of animals. Can you imagine how much water you need to? Niagara Falls is nothing compared to what we had to give them. And the Torah says, well, after Moshe threw the tree, it was a spring, and the water became sweet, everybody drank. Says the Torah, that place, Hashem, Sham, Sam, Lochok, Mishpat, Sham, Nisau, Hashem said, okay, let Moshe tell Moshe, go tell them some laws. I said, what's the law? The red cow. Red cow? What red cow has to do with anything now? Also, Hashem said, tell him about Shabbat and tell him about respective parents. Okay. These two things, maybe, you know, it's important. It's the Ten Commandments. So what does that have to do with the water now? What does it do with the water now? So, because I didn't have water, and the water was bitter. And Moshe threw a tree, and now the water is drinkable, okay. So tell them about the red cow. Well, the red cow is doing anything. So it's the first time that we heard about the red cow. And then Hashem did not say anything. After we opened the Mishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second day, Moshe said, where's the red cow? Took the red cow, burned it outside the camp, and ready to be sprinkled on the people. The Mishkan was open on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Nothing, no red cow. Nobody had to be sprinkled. What happened now? All of a sudden, you need a red cow? How come there was not a red cow before? If that's the law, that somebody not pure is not allowed to walk in the Mikdash, Well, Aaron is there, Moshe is there, and all the other people are not pure. Where's the red cow? It's okay. After the first day, Moshe opened the Mishkan. Everybody is there. Yeah. The second day, Bet Nisan, like this here, in Monday, where's the red cow? Now you open the red cow. What's the red cow? So the Rambam writes in his commentary, you should know, the person in his lifetime, he has a job. But the biggest job, says the Rambam, is to be humble. That's what Hashem wants from you. Hashem hates pride. Hashem hates proud people. The Gemara says, somebody can do all the mitzvot, he comes, he wants to go to Gan Eden, he can't get in. He can't get in. Hashem is sorry. He said, what? He kept all the mitzvot. Hashem says, I cannot live next to you. Gan Eden, I come, Hashem comes every day to Gan Eden on Chatzot. Midnight, it's the power of Tikkun Chatzot. He says, I cannot be next to you. Please stay outside. He stayed outside Gan Eden. How bad it is, the Gemara says, how bad it is. One of the biggest Chachamim we had, Shmuel. One of the biggest Chachamim, his father came to him in a dream. And he was able to see Gan Eden. Forget about Olam HaBa, Gan Eden. He sees one of the biggest Chachamim we had, his name was Levi. Levi in the Shah, said Levi. He's outside the gate. He died, they don't let him in. He don't let him into Gan Eden. So Shmuel asked his father, what's going on? This is somebody that was almost a Tana, Moha, Levi, in the Shas, constantly Levi. And says, well, I'll tell you what happened. There's one of the Chachamim was Toshiva, his name was Apas, of Apas. Somebody told me he's mentioned only one time in Shas, this Chacham. But he used to be Rosh Yeshiva. And this guy, Levi, she's a rabbi Levi, of course. But Levi means that he was so big, the title will make him smaller, says the Rambam. Every time the Rambam writes that you learn the Gemara, you see Abaye, Rabba, Rab, Shmuel, Chizkiya, Flemo. And he says, you read, what's it? Yeah, okay. Says Rambam, you know, a title for this rabbi will be smaller. That's why these people in the Gemara, it doesn't say about them Arav, it means Arav will make them smaller. That's how big they are. So this guy, Levi, is very big. Rav Afas is Rosh Yeshiva, his name is Rav, it means he's smaller than him, but he is the Rav. It says, Levi did not go to the lecture of Rav Afas. You go to the lecture? Why didn't you go to the lecture? I didn't feel like this. Oh, you didn't feel like this? You can't go to Gan Eden. It's outside the gate. Says the Rambam, pride is the worst thing. Hashem hates pride. Hashem cannot tolerate. Hashem cannot be in Gan Eden next to somebody who has pride. Rambam, let's teach you this whole thing. Says the Gemara, if you want to rewind, let's rewind. So you have to be sprinkled with ashes of red cow. As what happened? The person is tame. Why the person is tame? What happened? He touched that person. Why this person died? Well, it's a decree from Hashem. What's the decree? And you know, the Torah tells us, Gan Eden, Adam HaRishon ate from the tree. His punishment was death penalty. So because of the death penalty, you have to be sprinkled by ashes. And it says, what happened exactly? The Torah tells us, Adam HaRishon was asleep in Gan Eden. And the snake spoke to Chava, touched Chava, pushed Chava, convinced her to eat from the tree. Why did you go over there? He said, because he wanted to marry Chava. Chava was beautiful, and his wife, Miss Nikki, is not as beautiful. So, from the jealousy, he wanted to kill Adam HaRishon. Okay, so, he his punishment is that Hashem chopped his feet. Hashem chopped his feet? Hashem chopped his eyes. He looked at Chava. Chopped his tongue because it spoke to Chava. Chopped, so-called, his hands. If he had, if we say hands, if they, that he pushed Chava or cut something else in his body. Hashem chopped his feet. The Gemara says the whole world was a noise in the whole world from the screaming of the snake. And Hashem chopped his feet. So why did Hashem chop his feet? Because the Gemara says, Chachamim tell us, Zohar says, and it says what happened really was the jealousy that the snake had comes from pride. If somebody is very humble, he has no jealousy. Because I'm nobody, why shall I jealous of somebody? So says Rambam, you should know all the bad habits and all the problems in the world is pride. The whole thing is pride. Rambam says, every other thing that you have to work on it. You'll get it. It's okay. Just work on yourself and try to be better. And then, you know, Ozat Hashem, you make it. He says, pride, you have to break it to pieces. And you have to do 180 degrees, says the Rambam, and stay there. So you have to go down to earth, because that's the center, that's the root and the problems of the whole world. So that's how the world started. The jealousy of the snake means the pride of the snake. That's why Hashem chopped his feet. And then Hashem told Adam HaRishon, okay, from now you're going to die. Okay. Hashem never told Adam HaRishon if you're going to be purified. So, I don't know, Adam HaRishon was in some funerals, maybe. He said, you tell me, finished. Yeah, finished. No red car, no nothing. Rabinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov, nothing, no red car. I said, I tell you what, Hashem said, you're coming out of Egypt? Let me tell you something. You cross Yam Suf. So the Gemara says, what happened? So we found precious stone jewels on the seashore. We collected. Moshe Rabbeinu screamed at us, he said, let's go, enough, we're going. 3 days, the Torah says, we walked, we couldn't find water. What happened? Couldn't find water? What happened? Because the Gemara says water resembled Torah, and they were busy doing business, selling, exchanging the jewels. After 3 days, we came to the place Mara. The water are bitter. Hashem never made water bitter. Because you don't behave, the water became bitter. But the water became bitter. The Gemara says, daily, the ocean wants to wash the world completely from the sins of the people. Master Hashem never made continents. The world was one piece, and the ocean was around the world. Third generation, Enosh, started with Abu Zahar. The ocean came and washed 1/3 of the world is underwater. And the Gemara says, every day the water want to wash the world. And it's Hashem made special sand in front of the water not to wash the world. Hashem said, okay, you see, look what happened to you. Look what happened to the water. But that water was spring water. It's not the ocean. It was the middle of the desert. So it's so bad that the spring water also got damaged. Okay. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a tree. It's where the tree. He says, Zohar, what's this tree? This is the tree from Gan Eden. Etz HaChaim. What is this, Etz HaChaim? He says, the power of Torah that you're going to get is going to sweep the water. Comes Hashem to Moshe and says, listen, go tell them, red cow. What red cow has to do with anything? Red cow means humbleness. Humbleness. You sprinkle on him. It's not the red cow. The Gemara says, what's the red cow? What is this? He said, I'll tell you what it is. The laws of the red cow that you learn, you study, that's the red cow. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. When you learn Torah, the Torah dresses you with humbleness. You can't walk on yourself, I'm humble. The Gemara will make you humble. The Torah will make you humble. Here comes Hashem, and Moshe, listen, Moshe. You know what happened? They're complaining. If you complain, it means you're not humble.
What?
Look, Moshe never complained. Yeah, Moshe complained about us, but not about himself. Because the criticism, complaining, Lashon Hara, the root is pride. Because if you're humble, you never complain. I don't deserve it. I don't have it. Okay, what should I do? What should I do? I don't have water. Hashem wants me to die. I'll die. Okay. What's the big deal? B'chol nafshecha. B'chol ma'odecha. A person in Shema Yisrael said, I love Hashem. B'chol levavcha. Me'etzotov etzara. B'chol nafshecha. Even if it takes my neshama. Okay. I try my best. I'm trying to get water. There's no water. Okay, Hashem. Thank you. Okay, what should I do? What should I do? I left Egypt. I followed Moshe Rabbeinu. I saw all the miracles. Moshe Christi Yamsu, and I'm here. Okay, so it's no water. Okay, so what? So what? So what do you have to scream at Moshe Rabbeinu? You come to Moshe, and you through 40 years, we threaten Moshe Rabbeinu. We try to throw stones at Moshe Rabbeinu. We blame Moshe Rabbeinu. We spoke to about Moshe Rabbeinu. And says, what is this? What's the problem? What's the problem? There's one problem, pride. It's one, nothing else. Nothing. The whole thing. Moshe said, listen. I mean, so I came to him 30 days after I left Egypt. I said, Moshe, we need food. So Moshe said, what do you want from me? I'm nobody. The role model, the Rambam says, the person should have in mind is Moshe Rabbeinu's humbleness. He's speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I have no food. What shall I do? Because it means the depth of it, the Gemara says, Chachamim say it means like this. I don't know. Nothing is missing for me. I don't know. Moshe, you hungry? Yeah, so? So what do you do about it?
Nothing.
The emunah of a person starts from humbleness. From humbleness, it means, I don't deserve, I don't need, I trust Hashem. Whatever Hashem gives me, I take over. Thank you, Hashem. If you believe in Hashem, and you do the right thing, what happened to you people? You just saw what happened in Egypt, you just saw Moshe Rabbeinu every day. You had the piece of matzah that you took out of Egypt for 30 days. Now I don't have it. Okay, so Hashem, thank you very much. Okay. Maybe Hashem wants me in Gan Eden. I don't know. A humble person never complains, never criticizes. And that's what happened. When they criticized and started screaming, Moshe, where's the water? Hashem said, no, red cow. Red cow. Soon you're going to see red cow. It's nothing. The red cow is nothing. It's the wood. It's not the wood. It's the water. It's not the water. It's the whole idea is Moshe. So the Gemara, now I'll tell you. Bring the red cow to Moshe. Moshe? What Moshe? Moshe's not going to do it. Eleazar will do it. No. The red cow is after Moshe's name. From every red cow they made, they had to mix from the first ashes of Moshe Rabbeinu. To tell you that the whole thing is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, to you, I tell you the secret. Because you're the most humble person, I tell you, the rest are not going to be the same level. I'm not going to tell them what's red cow. You don't deserve to know the red cow unless you're humble. And the humbleness, there's Moshe Rabbeinu, v'anachnu ma. Gemara says, I tell you what. Gemara says, hold on 1 second. The Gemara says like this. Avraham Avinu prayed to Hashem to save Sdom v'Amora. In his prayer, that he prays to Hashem, he says, Anuchi afar va'efer. I am soil and ashes. What do you mean you're ashes? The man says, Avraham said to Hashem, listen, when I was 48 years old, Nimrod threw me into the fire. You saved me. All my life, I feel I'm ashes. The man says this language. Avraham said, you're ashes? You are planting right now the secret of red cow. I mean, the root of the red cow is Avraham Avinu's humbleness. And then came Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, above Avraham Avinu, of course, with his humbleness. Avraham said, I'm ashes. Moshe said, I'm not even ashes. I'm air, nothing. Gemara, this parashat para, you come Shabbat to the Knesset, you take the Torah. I said, what? Torah? Gemara says, I tell you what. Torah means Moshe. Moshe says, what do you mean? That's the Haftarah we're going to read before Pesach. Zichru Torat Moshe Abdi. Hashem said, Nabi Melech says, Hashem told me to tell you, remember the Torah of Moshe, my slave. Says the Gemara, Moshe gave his life for Torah. He gave his life to Torah. So the Torah is called Moshe's Torah. Red cow is called Moshe's red cow. Moshe's red cow. So Hashem said, Shulchan Aruch, listen, this Shabbat is Doraita. Hashem wants you to come to Beit HaKnesset to listen from the Torah about the red cow. Why? I have a red cow. In time of Beit HaMikdash, they had a red cow. They still have to take the Torah and read it, like Parashat Zachor. Parashat Zachor, I know. I have to read Parashat Zachor from the Torah because it's no Amalek is still here. But why have to take the Torah out? Read the paragraph? For what? Because the red cow means Torah. Zot Chukat HaTorah. When Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, He tells them, this is the law of the Torah. It doesn't say this is the law of the red cow. Of the Torah. It's not the law. The Torah should say, this is the law of the red cow. The paragraph reads, Zot Chukat HaTorah. Tell him Israel to bring to you the red cow. This is the law? Yeah. Because the Torah belongs to Moshe. Because he's the slave of Hashem. Zichut Torat Moshe. He says, the red cow is just a wake-up call for us. He says, you want Yeshua? You want the Gemara? Gemara says, I tell you what it is. Torah says, when Parashat Baalotcha, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, let's replace the firstborns that will participate in the golden calf with Levim. Oh, Mr. Levi, I'm talking about. The Levim come to replace. Okay. So let them replace. Moshe, no, we have to go to a procedure. What do you have to do? First, you have to shave all the Levim. 22,000. Shave them. The Gemara says, when Korach came home, his wife said, Happy Halloween. Korach said, Halloween? Yeah. She said, you look like a pumpkin. Pumpkin, Mr. Pumpkin. I said, what happened? He says, Moshe shaved me? Shaved you? Why shaved you? A secret of shaving, you should know. Secret. Shulchan Aruch, it says Shulchan Aruch this. הלכות חול המועד, בית יוסף. Somebody wants to do teshuva. Want to do teshuva? You have to take a haircut and go mikveh. Tumat adeshen. מנו זה עומס ראשונים. No teshuva without haircut and mikveh. So בית יוסף, מה זה בית יוסף? Right over there. Haircut, I don't know. But he doesn't say mikveh, I don't know. I mean, somebody spoke לשון הרע, I said, oh, Bet Yosef said, no mikveh, no teshuva. Bet Yosef. Marana Bet Yosef. No teshuva without mikveh. Doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter what you did. Any means. People think teshuva means he killed somebody. And he bowed down to a statue. No teshuva. Didn't respect your parents. You argue with somebody. You said lashon hara about somebody. Bet Yosef said, you need to do mikveh. Look at Bet Yosef. Echot chol amoed. Moshe shaved all the Levim. Hashem told him, shave all of them. Shave them. So, Korach came home, his wife said, what did he do to you, Moshe Rabbeinu? Was Bukharian barber? Shave is a kapara. And then what? You have to sprinkle on them from the ashes of the red cow. Excuse me? Nobody is tameh. Why do you have to sprinkle on them? I said, well, it means like this because they come to replace the firstborn in Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah is like that. What's the secret behind it? I don't understand. Why have to sprinkle the Levi now? What did you do? 22,000 Levim had to be sprinkled. Because sprinkling means takes the pride out of you. Why are you Tameh? You went to cemetery. Why you become Tameh? You went to cemetery. Because Adam HaRishon was told he's going to die. And so become Tameh? No. It becomes Tameh because it's a wake-up call for you that you're going to get pure by sprinkling on you. And why? Because you have too much pride. I don't have. Yeah, but my grandfather had. So Gemara says, what do you mean, brother? The Gemara says, Hashem asked Adam HaRishon, do you regret that you ate? He said, no, I'm going to eat more. Hashem said, you want to do teshuva? I said, no. So Gemara says, look, you are goy. Gemara says, Adam HaRishon, minaya, goy. Gemara says, "Amina, it's a man. It's a man. It's a man." Says the Gemara. Says, "Amina, it's The pride of a person. Actually, the Torah says they have to take a big, besides all the wood they're going to burn, the Bet Kal, they have to take the one very big tree, Erez, and a small tree, it's called Zatar, is all. Throw them into the fire. So the Gemara, you know what? I'll tell you, the whole thing is to purify you from pride. That's the whole secret of the Bet Kal. And the Gemara says, Tartan Shel Israel, the Gemara says, you know, you read Parashat Parah now. Yes, Parashat Parah now should be in 2 weeks from now. After Rosh Chodesh, because the burn the Bet Kal after Rosh Chodesh. I says, no, it's the purity. What purity? Purity from pride, the Chachamim say. It's preparation for Geula. And in Geula, somebody's pride wants to see the Geula. Hashem said, I cannot see you. I can't see you. This Mr. Chacham Levi is out Gan Eden. He cannot go into Gan Eden. He said, what happened? How come you didn't go to the lecture of this Rosh Hashiva? What happened? No. But you know, Levi is being mentioned in the Shas, I don't know how many times. This Rosh Hashiva was mentioned only once, somebody told me in the Shas. Once. You didn't go listen to him? No problem. You don't go into Gan Eden. What's doing Gan Eden anything? You can't go to Gan Eden if you have pride. That's all. Why can't you didn't go to the lecture? I happened to look so. No, I know this rabbi. You don't know rabbi? This is Rosh Hashiva. Why did you go to Hashiva? This is our job in this world. Says the Rambam, to be pride, to be humble, to break the pride, and Mashiach will come up with me.
Amen.